Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rangers Review morning briefing for Monday, the 22nd of April. I'm Derek Clark, and I'm joined this morning not only by Joshua Barry. How are we doing, Joshua?
Good, yeah, looking forward to discussing Rangers playing well for the first time in a wee while, Derek. So, yeah, looking forward to getting into it.
Yeah, we won a game, which is quite incredible. Stevie Clifford also joins us back from Hampden yesterday. How's it going, Stevie?
Yeah, good, thanks. That made me laugh there, Derek. I probably shouldn't laugh at something like that. But good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is well for Monday morning.
Yeah, it's the world's a better place when Rangers are winning at the weekend. Good win against Hearts yesterday at Hampden. Cyril Dessers' double to book a place in the Scottish Cup final in May that will take place on Saturday the 25th. Of May, an Old Firm Cup final for the first time since 2002. And we all know what happened on that lovely afternoon. Let's hope that is a good omen. But yeah, we'll dive into the game in more detail. Before we do that, just a quick word for our podcast sponsors. MPH Boilers have got some incredible Viessmann boilers on offer at this moment in time. They've got flexible finance options, first year service free. They throw in a free internet controller as well. The all important links are in the description below. Do go and check them out. Right, let's talk about the game. Yesterday, you two were at the National Stadium, chaps. Good win from Rangers. I was slightly concerned heading into it, given the two previous results. But Philippe Clement made a bold but correct selection changes with dropping Connor Goldson and Fabio Silva. Leon Balogun came in. I think it may have raised a few eyebrows to see him playing in the position that Connor Goldson was playing, although I think we'll touch on why that was the case shortly. Fabio Silva, of course, dropped for Rabi Matondo. Dujon Sterling playing at left back because Ridvan is still not fit enough. Bonner coming on as a substitute later on in the game. Rangers going with Cyril Dessers up top with Matondo and Abdallah Sima, who would come off shortly after the game had started. Let's hope it's not too serious, given the Rangers' injury track record. Then I do worry. Mohamed Diamande came back in, looked fantastic. Rangers winning by 2-0. Cyril Dessers with two well-taken strikes in either half, and Rangers booking their place in the final. Joshua, I thought was at times Hearts had their moments, but I thought Rangers were pretty good yesterday, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, I thought they were good enough. It was definitely like a step up from the Dundee game, which wouldn't have been too difficult. But the key difference for me, and Chris and I spoke about it briefly last night, Derek, was that Rangers scored an early goal and they started well. Then when Hearts have periods of possession, and I think at the start of the second half, it did feel like they had some momentum. They were shooting towards their fans. I'm sure Stevie will agree with me. It felt like that point in the game, it could have swung, but the difference was because Rangers had got that early goal, because they'd started well, as opposed to giving the opposition a shot within the opening minute. That makes life a whole lot easier. So I agree with you. I think they were largely in control at times. I know we'll come on to speak about Dessers. At times, I think because the Hearts fullbacks pushed forward a lot in possession, it meant that Rangers struggled to get up the pitch. And I do think that's something they'll have to keep in mind over the next 5 to 6 games, because Dessers isn't always someone who's going to hold the ball up or run in behind. So at times that meant the Rangers didn't really have a lot of the ball in the Hearts half. But the story of the game for me was that the two moments of quality, twice Todd Cantwell was able to set up a good chance for Cyril Dessers, especially in the second occasion, create something from nothing really. And Dessers was the striker who could finish on the day, and that meant that Rangers were able to set up the first Old Firm Scottish Cup final in a while. I couldn't believe it was 20 years, but as it materialised, it is, and it's going to be a big
22
one.
2 years. Time flies. 22, yeah, really much looking forward to it. Stevie, you were there for us yesterday as well. That was much more like it from Rangers. What did you make of the changes, though, that the manager made? I think they were bold calls. I think you had to make them, though, especially the Goldson one. I think his form has fallen off a cliff. And I thought Leon Balogun came in. A few comments coming in about Leon's performance. Thought he was excellent.
Yeah, Leon was excellent. I thought he was terrific. Made a lot of good headers, made a lot of good blocks, and generally just looked pretty secure. I think John Souter, believe it or not, had a few ropey moments up against Vargas. He got robbed a couple of times, and I think Tav cleared a couple of times and things from him. So defensively, I thought we were a bit better yesterday. Certainly what the biggest takeaway from me from centre-backs probably is not something that immediately jumps out, but there was less long balls Derek attempted from centre-back yesterday. The amount that Conor Goldson has been shelling forward recently and they've just been going out of play, I think it's been a bit of a bugbear for the manager. So that was noticeable. I thought Leon was much better. I really did. I thought he was good. And but the big one for me probably, as well as Leon, was Diamandé's return in the middle. I thought that he was excellent. I said that to the manager afterwards. Sometimes you don't realise what you have until it's not there, and you have to kind of rejig things and do it without him. And the amount of pressing and second balls he wins, and Joshua and I were obviously there yesterday sitting next to each other discussing it. And not only that, the angles he makes for passing and things in the midfield, John Lundstrom's immediately got somebody that he can quickly play it to. And Lundstrom had a step up in his performance yesterday, and so did Cantwell. And it's no surprise that we actually had a proper central midfielder in there with them. So there was a lot to be pleased with yesterday with regard to the selection and those two coming in. Rabbi Matondo didn't have the greatest game wide on the left. I think that's fair to say, but he was occupying the defenders. And I think it shows you that there's things that you can probably do to lift this squad up a wee bit, Derek, and the selection in the coming weeks. But the manager did get it right yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I certainly did. And yeah, let's hear what the manager had to say after the game. This is what he said in the press conference, folks. Oh, have we got the sound on there?
Oh, we might not have it today.
Yeah, the sound is...
He did say something. It's important to note. He did not go into the press conference room and say nothing. But do you want to show you some eyes, Derek, what he had to say? I think it was in relation to... We spoke about Cyril Dessers, didn't he? Spoke about Mohamed Diamandé as well. I mean, Stevie, you were there. I'll throw it back to you. I was in the mix zone. What was the kind of key takeaways from what Clement had to say after the game?
Well, the big one, I think, on Conor Goldson, that he said that it was always his plan to rest Conor Goldson because he's looked a wee bit kind of jaded in recent weeks. He said he was going to rest him during the week in Dundee, but Leon got sick. So yep. Leon has given him... That was me that asked, and he said that Leon's given him a nice headache. So he says he's quite happy with that. I suppose it's worth maybe remembering as well that Leon really only came out of the team because he got that facial injury which kept him out 7 or 8 games. So it's not like the manager doesn't trust him or anything. So that could be interesting in the coming weeks. I think Leon's done enough to stay in that team. So that was the point he made. He spoke obviously about Cyril. And just said, because the question was, you know, would that help his confidence, you know, having been dropped during the week? And he said, again, it's not like that. He's played a lot of games and, you know, he just has to try and rotate minutes. And he understands that sometimes everybody wants the same selections and the best players and stuff like that. But he can't always do that to do with numbers and things. So, and then on Diamandé, he says that, you know, really pleased that we've managed to get him. It's a huge kind of coup for our transfer recruitment side of it because he is such a good player and he expects him to go, you know, much higher than he currently is at Rangers. So it was interesting. He said he likes how kind of Diamandé passes and moves and stuff like that. But it was an upbeat one. On Seema's injury, he said he's not going to know until a couple of days until they get the scan results back. I think that was the kind of 3 or 4 key takeaways from that, lads. But it was good. He was fairly upbeat, I think. Yeah. Definitely better performance-wise, even if not. I think it's just a matter of, because they've been so fragile, he kind of hinted on this as well, is picking up the best bits from games and then needing that all together to make a bigger collective kind of package and hopefully the form picks up.
Yeah, just on Balogun, Lewis says, Leon Balogun was outstanding, and Denzel said, Balogun was immense, he's a class act and should play from now until the end of the season. Joshua was in the mix, so we do have, you spoke to Cyril Dessers, and we do have, Cyril is speaking here, so we'll whack him up.
For me, I love this club. I love being here. I love living here. I love everything about it. It's not an easy club, but this club is so beautiful, and you want to do well for it. You want to give these fans, if you see, look at the atmosphere today, it was amazing. You want to give them something back, and I think today we gave something back, but obviously then you're also thinking about the next games in the league and the final, of course.
It's not an easy club, but it's a beautiful club, Joshua. That is bang on the money from Big Serial. What do you make of his performance yesterday?
Yeah, well, I agree with Stevie first on Balogun. Thought he was really good, and I thought one of the key differences from Rangers' play was that they played their direct balls in the right moments. It's a big difference. If you look at the first goal, they're playing the ball over the top while Hearts are pressing forwards. You know, that's a big difference to when maybe they're sat back and a back five as Dundee were and you've not got much space to play into. So I agree. I thought Balogun was one of Rangers' best players. Dessers, we've got a piece about him on the website today, which will be out soon. I think it was more of the same, but it's a continuation of, I think, what we've seen, Derek. And I think it's important to talk, like, on a day like today about what he is. We've spent so much time talking about what he isn't. Two goals at the National Stadium to send Rangers into a final. Rangers have not had strikers that have got good domestic numbers. And since Clement came to the club, Dessers has. Now, yes, he missed, I think, a really costly chance up in Dingwall. He's underperformed his expected goals now slightly. We know what he isn't. And I think in parts of the game, he can really look on the periphery. But his first finish was outstanding yesterday. The ability to take the ball beyond Atkinson to create that separation from the defender, to give Todd Campbell a passing option. And probably what stood out to me from the game yesterday, Derek, just reflecting on Dessers' time as a whole, as I say, we know what he isn't, and at times that becomes the dominant narrative, but it's also important to point out that, you know, he's one goal away from scoring 20 goals for Rangers in his first season, having only scored, what, two by the time that Clement arrived in mid-October. But I think what he has is he's durable, and I think he understands what playing for Rangers is about. Not in a sense of he understands the size of the club in a cliched sense, but he understands the pressures of it. He doesn't wear it too heavily. He spoke there about in the press in the mix zone, and you can watch that in full on our YouTube channel. But he spoke about how he's still relaxing away from the pitch in the same way he did at the start of the season. And you sense that he's someone that when the going is good and when it's tough, he's pretty consistent all the way through, which allows him to then bounce back pretty repeatedly. So we know what he isn't. We know what he is, and his goal record is you know, increasingly pretty good. He's got the mentality, I think, to play for a club like Rangers because he can take chance after chance, even when he misses them. And yesterday, he did really well for the two goals, in particular the first goal, which I think is arguably up there with the best goal he scored since he came to the club.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to discuss that. We've been discussing mentality a lot in the past week. Serial's certainly something you don't, you can't fault him for that mentality. He carries himself like a Rangers player, even though at times his performance levels don't. But he does keeps going to the well, doesn't he? I thought he took his two goals extremely well yesterday. Could have had a hat trick, but that's Serial Dessers for you. And what do you make of his performance yesterday?
Probably the same as what we always get from, you know, he had his goals, he had his moments, and then he's entirely frustrating to watch at other points where he's getting pushed off the ball by Cammy Devlin and not holding it up properly, not moving properly, and get really frustrated watching him. And then it's almost like after 2-0, he kind of gives up because he should score, you know, he should get his hat trick. He's got a couple of opportunities where he really should. And Rangers should probably get more goals at the end of that game in the last kind of 10 minutes where it really opened up and they had a couple of kind of transitional breakaways, which we should have done better with. But look, the big man's goal record can't be sniffed at. You know, if you remember back at the start of the season, I said hopefully we'd get 20 goals for us. Finally, I've tipped something that comes off on this show. But it was never really looking likely at points, was it? You know, so I think we can say that. But he's kind of crept up there in the background. And Joshua's right, he is durable. He's always available. He always gives it his all. He's always, you know, he's certainly, we can't accuse him of being lazy or not giving him everything up front. But, you know, it is what it is with the big man. You know, he makes it look difficult at times. You know, the chance he had when he was through and he kind of rounds a goalie just before the second, it's just like, please, can you just shoot? Like, just shoot with your left foot. It's on. Just shoot. You do not need to round somebody every single time you're in on goal or whatever. And he loves it, doesn't he? He loves trying to take somebody on before he then shoots. He's done it with both his goals, and he's done it well. Look, there's no complaints that way for me. But he's a bit of an enigma, isn't he? He's a bit of a, you know, I think we all know that if he was just a wee bit more clinical, he probably wouldn't be at Rangers, and that's why he's kind of he's had a good goal record, but moved about quite a bit because most teams will have a look at him. You know, he's probably done really well, but get frustrated with the other side of it. So it's one of these ones, Derek, right, where see if he was to go in the summer and we're looking for a 20-goal striker, everybody would say, well, we had one, you know, last season when we moved him on. So it's a really difficult one. Cyril Dessers has done well at points. He's done well at times, but other times you're just completely frustrated with him because you think, why can't you just finish that? Why can't you hold it up? Why can't you be a wee bit more stronger? So he deserves lots of credit for 19 goals. He really does. He deserves lots of credit for being always available. He deserves lots of credit for his attitude. And he's such a nice big guy, as Joshua will tell you, off the pitch and stuff like that. He's a lovely big guy. So prefer to focus on the positives, which is everything that he's done. And, you know, if he could hit 25 goals, which is another six, in the remaining, what, six games, then, you know, it might really, really help us to where we need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Another player who I was really impressed with yesterday, Joshua, was Todd Cantwell. I thought he ran the show at times, always looking to create. Hearts just struggled to really pick him up at times, set up the two. Dessers' goals, of course, as well. Rangers need more of that from him, don't they?
Yeah, the way that Hearts lined up with their, normally they obviously play a back five, don't they? And it was a back four yesterday. And the first goal is a perfect example of when Rangers could then get the ball behind the Hearts midfield quickly or go around it. Campbell was able to pick the ball up in dangerous positions because they had a 3v2 in there. And he actually said that on Rangers TV. He was slightly surprised at how much freedom he did have at points. And over the course, he made good use of that because for both goals, he finds the final pass. I think there was even more potential moments for him in that game, Derek, but I totally agree with you. I think he just drove Rangers midfield up the pitch, not just for the second goal, but on a number of other moments. Won the ball back pretty regularly. And Beningame is a good player for Hearts at the base of midfield. One of the better midfielders, I think, outside of the Old Firm. So I agree with you. He's needed these big performances to kind of get that monkey off his back. He's a good relationship, it looks like, with Dessers, because if you cast your mind back to the first goal, the pass that he plays into Dessers is a bit of a square pass, but I think he can tell by the way his body is shaped, the way he's going to take the ball away from the defender, that he will make the opportunity and eventually go past Atkinson to score. So I agree with you. One of his better games in recent weeks, because he started the year so well in 2024, got that injury, and since that probably hasn't quite been back to the Campbell that we saw at the start of 2024. So hopefully for him, a sign of things to come over the next six games, because especially in that Old Firm game away from home, Rangers, if you cash your mind back again to the Old Firm game in December, Rangers had so much space on a day like that, they weren't able to capitalise on it, very similarly to the amount of space they had yesterday against Hearts back to Campbell and Dessers could yesterday with those two moments of quality, and that will be the selection, I think, going forward in big games between now and the end of the season, and they'll need to have a couple more days like that for Rangers are to have a good end to the season.
Yeah, Sorry,
I was just going to say, just in both of you, I think it's no surprise that Cantwell played better when the passing to him was better, giving him it in better places, giving him it where he can turn and run. And yes, he engineered a few things himself, but when you actually give him the ball instead of firing it forward and trying to feed off of scraps and long balls, if you actually get it down and play, it's no surprise that he has a better performance. And Diamandé, again, I kind of think set the tempo along with John Lundstrom that the ball was going to be fizzed about quickly. And I think the wee partnership that they had yesterday, Lundstrom and Diamandé, and they're able to pop it off so quickly to the likes of Cantwell and things like that, really helped Todd's performance.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. The Rangers midfield has been slammed rightly in recent weeks, but that was much more like no surprise that Mohamed Diamandé is there and Todd Cantwell back to his best yesterday. This is a comment that popped up. I wanted to address. Still, I watched it so many times yesterday after the game. I had no idea what he's doing. Dublin Pears says, did Silva try to get the ball sent off yesterday? He dived rather than hitting the ball into the net. You guys were there, Joshua. What did you make of it? I know McCoy said on commentary he may have got his studs caught in the turf, which is the only real explanation you can give. It did make me laugh, I've got to say, but what was going on there?
Gave strong Umar Sadiq vibes, didn't it?
Yes.
But I do think that he just slipped, or I mean, the rain was quite bad in the first half. It wasn't by that point, so I'm not entirely sure. I don't know what Stevie thinks, but unfortunate moment for him because I feel like he probably needed that, didn't he, after the last couple of weeks that he's had. And I think it points a little bit unfairly that he's not played well for a few games. But I guess that's a bit of a separate discussion. Would have put the icing on the cake. Dessers could have actually gone. It was an unselfish moment because he could have gone for goal himself. As Stevie Riley says, Rangers could have had a couple more after the game went 2-0. But yeah, one of those moments probably that when you're in a bad vein of form, they just happen. And I'm sure he probably doesn't know exactly what happened, because if he had that chance again, I don't think he's going to try and dive over shooting from that distance because the goalkeeper is out the net. But seemed to trip up and it remained 2-0.
Yeah, it's not quite happening for him, Fabio Silva, Stevie, is it? And you said, we touched on Rabiot Matondo as well. I didn't think he had the best of games yesterday. I know I had him in my predicted lineup because I just felt that Fabio Silva had to be removed from the firing line. But that's going to be perhaps a selection dilemma for Philip Clement ahead of Sunday's trip to Paisley. Rangers need more from Fabio, do they not?
Yeah, they do. How would I answer this diplomatically instead of giving you a very blunt reply of what I think of Fabio Silva? I think they need a lot more. I think he looked all right against Benfica. You know, he was up for it and his attitude was better, and maybe it was a better type of game for him. But I also think, like Joshua and I discussed it yesterday, I think this is a really good point. Sometimes he plays passes and balls that he expects players around him to read and be better on, and they're just not, and they're miles away from being on his wavelength, is probably the kindest thing I can say to him. But he's certainly not been what we would have hoped, I think, at times. He's certainly not clinical enough. I mean, yesterday it's just a side foot finish. I don't know if he is just too far in. It doesn't look great from some of the angles. It almost looks like he's tried to dive, and I don't really understand that. So benefit of the doubt, hopefully just get his studs kind of caught and he's just made a wee bit of a kind of mess of it. But that's that kind of sums up Rangers, and I think this season, where you want that clinical edge from them, Derek, and they've not quite been able to do it. You know, Tom Lawrence, Fabio Silva, Cyril Dessers, all in the last kind of 10 minutes had gilt edge kind of breakaway chances that we should be converting. And that 2-0 victory was a very welcome one, but you know, 3 or 4 could have really perked everyone up. And not a complaint, it's just sometimes I wish they were a bit more clinical in those positions. But Fabio Silva on the left, I don't think works for Rangers. I don't think it's quite there. Maybe he'd be better with Ridvan kind of bombing past him and things. And old Dujon Sterling did extremely well. The funny point yesterday when the boy, I think at number 11 for Hearts, was just holding him completely, just his arms around him. And he waited until he let go and then just bounced him off him, which I thought was particularly amusing for Joshua and I. But, you know, I don't think that after the week we've had, Derek, I don't think there's much point in sitting being, you know, too negative on things. It wasn't the greatest overall 90 minutes, but it was a nice building block on to hopefully better form and running, and to win a cup semi-final. Hearts are a decent side. To win that 2-0, get a clean sheet was just what we ordered. So more positives than negatives for me.
Yep, just on the left-hand side, Homer says, Matondo and Silva not good enough to play left wing. Love to see Cortez come back in the summer for that position or better. Well, the good news is the manager did say, if Rangers did reach the Scottish Cup final, that both Cortez and Danilo should be back in contention for that game. Whether we see them at any point or not remains to be seen. But I think Rangers certainly missing Oscar Cortez over on that left-hand side. I just want to hark back, Josh, just the point I wanted to raise about Balogun before we move on.
Yeah.
Dean Life says, Tav didn't go forward much in the second half. It was a message yesterday by a guy who says that perhaps Balogun was playing on that right-hand side just because of his pace. He could cover Tav if he was bombing on forward, because I think it may have surprised a few to see him starting on the right with Suter keeping his place on the left-hand side. It was Kenny who messaged me yesterday, so thanks for that insight, Kenny. What did you make of that? Do you agree with that, Josh? His pace maybe would help Tav out there?
I thought he had a really good game defensively, Tavernier, to be honest, and he was helped by the fact that he was playing behind the winger. So if you look at where he is in the lead up to the first goal, he's narrow, he's not wide. You've got your winger wide, you've got Tavernier narrow, and the distances are just shorter to make up from that long ball, and you can stretch the opposition back line quicker and then have your fullbacks come inside and protect against transition. And not only does he protect against conceding the transition, but he actually creates a goal. So I thought the dynamic of Rangers team just looked, without Stevie's right, Matondo had a really poor game on the ball. I think he still was at a place where he's an impact sub, because we've not seen enough evidence to suggest he's anything other than that. But the balance of having two players out wide who could run with the ball and fullbacks on either side who could move inside or outside, I think gave Rangers just a bit more variation. But for me, the reason Balogun was playing there was probably because if Clement had put Balogun at left centre-half and Suter right centre-half yesterday, I think that would have been him saying, that is my back four for the remainder of the season. Obviously, when Ridvan comes back in, that might be different. I think he was trying to upset the balance as little as possible rather than taking Suter across. Now, Suter made that mistake yesterday. We know, especially when he's on the left side of defence, that he's got that within him. And that's probably an element of his game nonetheless. But I agree with probably what a lot of the comments are saying and what a lot of people saw, that Balogun, he was proactive. He seemed to win everything in the air. He's experienced. And there's times, like I remember watching Balogun in the 3-1 defeat to Hibs in the the League Cup semi-final just after Steven Gerrard left. And he had a terrible game on that day. It felt like he was in his head. Martin Boyle got the best of him all afternoon. The reason I'm citing that example is that there's times where I think players in their career just have bad moments, and Goldson clearly at the moment is in one of those moments. So it was the right decision to take him out, and Balogun was a net positive because he improved the team overall, because he had a better individual performance than Goldson has over recent weeks. So to quote what Clement said in his press conference, it is a headache because it would be hard to take Leon Balogun out of that defence after his performance yesterday. But then equally, if Suter's the one that stayed in the initial sense, what centre-back partnership do you go for against St Mirren? Because I don't think you can really use the freshness argument because, you know, Rangers have had a week off by that point, haven't they?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Dean Life says, would you just keep the same starting 11 from yesterday for the next game, lads? If Ridvan's fit, then I'm moving Ridvan to left-back and I'm moving Sterling, perhaps taking over Seema's position. Oh, Ross McCausland thought he did pretty well when he came on for Seema yesterday. But yeah, Stevie, if the game was tomorrow, are you keeping the same team if Ridvan is available, or are you moving Sterling up?
I think that the prospect of Dujon Sterling in midfield with Mohamed Diamandé might be quite an interesting one. It certainly bodes well to have two young, energetic kind of bit players in that middle where can certainly do a lot of running and a lot of pushing about, Derek. So I see the attraction with that. You're probably not going to take Lundstrom out of that midfield, though, are you? So what do you do? Does Cantwell move up? Does Sterling go in the right wing, which takes a lot out of his game as well? You know, I'd like to see Dujon Sterling in the middle somehow. It just needs to work. I think the only change I would maybe look to make if Ridvan is coming in is possibly the left-hand side, you know, with Ondo or Silva. Is there somebody else that could maybe have a shot up there? Could Cantwell play inverted, cut in? Would he be more dangerous? I don't know. Could that then free Sterling to go and play in a midfield of Diamandé, Lundstrom, Sterling in there, Ridvan at left back, Cantwell moves up one and maybe plays somewhere in there? I don't know if Clement would think about that. I'm not sure I really want Cantwell to play as a winger, but at least there's a few options, Derek. Would I keep the same? Maybe I would keep the same if it was possible, if Seema was fit and stuff like that. But I think a lot more, what I wanted yesterday and what I said yesterday before is that players need to play their way into the team instead of getting an opportunity and playing their way out of it. And I felt that Balogun and Diamandé and things certainly did that. So it was a lot more promising from that viewpoint.
Yeah. But does this leave the Rangers title bid then, Joshua? Because we can park this until the end of May. We've got 5 games remaining, starting on Sunday. Rangers then host Kilmarnock before the final Old Firm game of the season. They've got Dundee, Ibrox on a Tuesday evening before rounding off away to Hearts. Rangers 3 points behind Celtic with the better goal difference. They're going to have to win at Parkhead, and they're going to have to hope, well, if they win at Parkhead, they're going to have to win all the remaining games and score a barrel load of goals. Is this team capable, do you think?
I think it still leaves them needing a lot, and it probably, depending if they can make up five goals or not, it arguably still leaves them needing Celtic to slip up as well. And that is something that we've discussed a lot in the context of a title race. You should only really have to depend on yourself if you're going to go and win it. Over the course, Rangers have still done well under Clement, really well under Clement. They had a bad week. It was so important to bounce back yesterday, because if they hadn't, their season would have totally petered out. If they hadn't been able to respond, that would have been, what, four games without a win domestically. I think it leaves them in probably a more confident position. Their squad is starting to look a bit stronger. Fingers crossed at Dallas Seymour, there's nothing serious there. And you know, they play first next weekend. If they can go to St Mirren and win well, then maybe that puts a little bit of pressure on. So much rides on that Old Firm game, because I think Celtic go to Rugby Park after it, don't they? They'll still be favourites because they're 3 points ahead. They've got the five goals ahead as well, I think it is. But Rangers will probably be in a better place than they were before the weekend. Still a lot to do, and a lot has to fall their way if they're to have any hopes of winning the title.
Yeah, I still can't see Rangers winning at Parkhead, Stevie, I've got to say. I think that's a big one for me. If they can come through that with a victory, I think it would be a tall, tough ask to ask this team to go there and win that game. But where's your headspace right now at this point in time? Can Rangers do it, do you think?
Truthfully, probably not. I think we've probably missed our opportunity, but anything can happen in a title run, and I suppose, Derek, in terms of, you know, there's going to be twists and turns, hopefully, because we need that now. Celtic were a minute away from winning a league in my lifetime and managed to get beat in a game. So it's never over until it's over. I think that's clear. And I think probably what Saturday shows, although I didn't watch their game, you know, anybody taking three off them and holding them to a draw over the kind of 90 minutes shows that they're vulnerable. You know, they will concede goals and they will concede chances to teams. So it's whether or not teams are capable of having a real go at them and really going and believing in it. So they're probably in a good place mentally in terms of Celtic where they are. But, you know, anything can happen. I would just like to see Rangers build on yesterday performance-wise. Could they go to St Mirren on Sunday and get another clean sheet, and a 3-0 victory perhaps would make everyone feel better again. Now, I know that's not easy. St Mirren, a good side, it's always difficult there. But it's the type of result that you just keep building and take care of ourselves. So you need to win the next couple of games so that you're at least going to Parkhead with an opportunity to say, you know, we're going to come and try and win this game. And I think the reason why you probably can't see us winning there is the same as everybody else, because there's no evidence to suggest that we can, because we never have in the last few years. But I think, you know, that'll take care of itself from our point of view if we can just get through the next couple of games, which should be our only focus. Maybe a couple of 3-0 victories in these games coming up would be enough for us to kind of pick up and see where we are confidence-wise going into that game. And then anything can happen in that fixture. We've just got to be hoping that we can be the ones that take the victory. But for me, it's a really tall order, a really tall ask. Really tall ask. We just need one game at a time, I suppose, and we'll see where it takes us.
Yeah, I remember speaking to Bobby Russell yesterday on one of the videos we did ahead of his autobiography launch, and he did say, just keep believing, as Big Marv famously said. So, Rangers next up, heading to Paisley on Sunday when we get back to league action. Very much looking forward to it. But we'll wrap up there for today. Huge thanks to Joshua and to Stevie. Before we go, before I forget, just to make you aware of our two brilliant offers we've got on the website just now. You can take out a full year's worth subscription on the website for just £18, or you can take out a six-month subscription for just £1. We're practically giving our content away. Not only that, you get entered into a draw to win a signed Rangers jersey that wore between the 94 to the 96 seasons. It's the one with the round collar with the Adidas on the collar, signed by both Ali McCoist and Paul Gascoigne, no less, as well. So it's a cracking giveaway. Head over to rangersreview.co.uk/subscribe to sign up. Existing subscribers get entered into the draw for that shirt as well. The offer ends, I believe, is it this? Yeah, it says here 29th of April, this coming.
Yeah.
Next Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got a week to take advantage of it, folks. So make sure you do just that. And Stevie's on, so it would be rude of me not to mention the extra discount you can get if you put in Clifford10. Get an extra 10% off. So there you go. Right, that'll do us there. Huge thanks to everyone for interacting with the show as ever. Those of you that are Rangers Review Extra members, there will be an extra video for you at some point this afternoon as well. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But for now, bye for now.